Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we're connecting with the Green Country Village Senior Living Community. And Casey Williams, Merry Christmas you.
I know.
You got your Christmas get-up going on there.
Well, one of the fun things we do at Green Country on Wednesdays, it's Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah.
And being December 1st, which I can't believe it already, cuckoo. It is Christmas color explosion, so I did decide to wear a velour tracksuit in Christmas colors.
Indeed. Indeed.
Uh-huh. With some sequins, maybe. So, and so it's really fun to watch the associates and the team members and the residents all get dressed up for whatever our Wacky Wednesday is going to be. Just adds a smile.
Oh, it does. But then again, that's kind of like every day out there, a smile part. The
yes.
Wacky part's rolling.
Well, also maybe every day, too, okay, there, in the best way.
In the best way possible.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell everybody about what's been going on. You had probably a great Thanksgiving. I know your chefs are awesome.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, we're welcoming a brand new leader. Danny Perkins is going to be joining us as our new culinary director, and I have not met him yet. He comes from a senior living community in Tulsa. And so when our former director retired, we waited for the right person to come, and from all accounts, Danny is the person. So I look forward to meeting him today. He starts today.
Ah.
And so, you know, the food is going to continue to be wonderful.
Well, you know, that is one of the selling points there.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you serve meals? Yeah. How are they? Great.
Wonderful. Yes. Thanksgiving. I was not here, but Thanksgiving apparently was a huge hit. A lot of our associates and leadership team helped serve, and they said it was just a wonderful day because families can come in now join their family members who live with us. And so apparently it was just a huge hit. So
wow.
I'm sorry I missed it. But so we are preparing for Christmas. I know that you know that we decorate every single square inch of Green Country Village.
Nothing goes blank.
Nothing. And so we're starting that process of doing that. And so we're excited to get that going. This week we're having shopping on the green. And we've done it one or two other times. And what it is we reach out to local vendors in the area, and they set up what we would call a pop-up shop at Green Country Village. So they bring a sampling of their things that they're selling, and our residents and associates can shop. And it makes it easy for them to shop several pop-up shops in one place.
Well, there you go. It's kind of like bringing it all home.
Uh-huh.
I like that. Wow, convenient.
It's really been nice. We have a nice selection. We had Tucker Bee's Honey. Mm-hmm. We've had Stephen H. Jewelry. Moxie on 2nd, of course. They are always a favorite.
How do they bring everything down there?
They don't bring everything, but it looked like they tried yesterday. And but what the thing was about yesterday is we had someone that was making homemade zucchini bread and the honeys and candied pecans. And then there's the gift shop, Moxie on 2nd. And then today, I know that we are having someone from Cross Point Assembly of God. They make the best peanut brittle on planet Earth. And they sell that around this time of year to support their missions. And so one of our workers goes to that church, and she's like, do you think that people would buy peanut brittle? And the last time we had it, they sold out, and I helped buy a lot of it. And so they're coming today, so I'm excited about that. And we'll have some of our Green Country Village. We have some sweaters and vests and things like that. So it's just a nice array of things. We're having a Usborn book seller that sells children's books for family members that want to buy for their kiddos. So it's a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't miss anything. Now, I understand that a lot of the residents like to decorate their doors.
Yes, and it's already started.
Oh, it has begun.
Uh-huh. I think what happens is the day after Thanksgiving, the fall stuff comes down and the Christmas comes out. I know Christmas carolers are coming out. A lot of live music is mm-hmm. going to be happening like the old days, like we used to do. And last year it was just a little bit quieter, so we're so excited to open the door to the community and have churches come carol, kids come do, you know, their Christmas things. And so we're excited about the Christmas season.
That is great. Now, for folks who don't know anything about Green Country Village mm-hmm. Senior Living Community, tell me, why should we be looking for that as our next home, mm-hmm. maybe for our parents mm-hmm. or for ourselves?
Sure. I would say independent living, what I find the most is when their house gets a little too much for them.
Yeah.
Let's say they are starting to hire out yard help or housekeeping, and they're what used to be a full house of family members, a four-bedroom house, with it's just you or you and your spouse, it's getting a little much. The maintenance is getting a little bit
overwhelming.
Tough, a little overwhelming. And they don't utilize their house, the whole house, like they used
yeah.
to. And so independent living, people just want to simplify their lives, take a lot of that off their plate. We've talked about this. Independent is just that. It's apartment living for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
But we provide services like housekeeping, maintenance, transportation, meal service, activities. And then assisted living and memory care is more of a need-based, however, with those great amenities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a medical oversight with nursing staff there 24 hours a day.
If you need it.
If you need it. And yeah. And so that's where, you know, what I tell people is, if, you know, you feel better having someone help you with your medications, maybe it's you take several things, or maybe you forget sometimes to take it, we will assist you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I recommend assisted living.
Okay.
And then memory care is for those residents who have cognitive issues like dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special staff that meets those residents' needs.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got it all covered there, where you have that independence, but
mm-hmm.
if you need that little help,
mm-hmm.
if you need it, it's there.
It's there.
But it's your call.
It's your call. And
yeah.
one thing that we see, too, is people move in independently, and then as their needs change, they can move to a, you know, mm-hmm. to a different level of care,
mm-hmm.
or they can bring caregivers into their independent living
yeah.
apartment. So whatever they would do at their house, they're welcome to do in independent living as well.
Your apartments are wonderful.
Yes.
They're thoroughly modern. They got that nice homey touch. They're not overwhelmingly large, nor
mm-hmm.
are they micro small. They're just right,
mm-hmm.
as Goldilocks once said.
That's right. And one thing that makes us unique here in Bartlesville with independent living is that we have full kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh because, you know, people come in and go, oh, good, there's a full kitchen. And they probably don't use it very much because we cook for them. But they like knowing that
they can.
They can. And we also have washer-dryer hookups.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to be able to do your laundry in your own home.
Yes, it is.
And however, we do the sheets and towels and that kind of thing. So it's only one or two loads a week, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And so we're really proud of those things. Another thing that makes us unique in all senior living here in Bartlesville is that we are a not-for-profit community.
Mm-hmm.
And about 32 years ago now, coming close, some business people and church people decided that they really wanted a senior living community. And they came together and worked to build Green Country Village. So we are not corporate. Green Country is the only Green Country. And
there's only one Green Country.
And that's a fact. and we have a wonderful board of directors that are local business people that really guide us in how we are to walk through serving our residents.
That is really great.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of activities, too. And this is something that, you know, we only hear about on national TV about your activities.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because they do kind of make a splash.
They do indeed. We do a lot of different uh-huh. things. And one of the things that I love about our life enrichment team is they start talking to our new residents or even prospective residents mm-hmm. about, you know, what do you do? And someone said, I love to garden, but they're going to not have a yard anymore. Well, so we built, not we, our fabulous maintenance team built standing,
and they are fabulous.
And they are standing garden boxes so that this resident could garden and or any other resident that wanted to. So we have like five or six out there mm-hmm. with, not now, but flowers. We had some vegetables and a few herbs and spices uh-huh. and things like that.
Fun so stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So that makes it nice. So if there's a need that a resident would really like to see happen, we really do our best to try to meet that resident's need on their interests or needs as well.
Well, that's great because, you know, if you got a community, you got to listen to everybody. Uh-huh. And everybody does get hurt.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Well, and it's hard to move from your home.
It is.
And especially if you've been there for 40 or 50 years and some of the things that you might be, quote, leaving behind makes it hard to make that change. But mm-hmm. if we can really address that, then it makes it an easier decision for
it
the resident.
Is. You know, it comes to a lot of us, well, that's what I know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know where everything is in my home.
Right.
And by golly, it might be a struggle, but I know. I know what that sound is. I've been here 40 years. I know this.
Right.
And that's got to be the hardest thing to do when you're struggling just to get through your day.
Right. Well, and one thing is what I hear a lot, that change is difficult, and it's a big decision.
It's a huge one. Yeah.
Huge. And but I hear time and again, I wish I'd done it years before.
This is after.
After they move in. And get used to us dropping you off at the front door of your physician's office or your salon or whatever.
Oh, chauffeur? Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. And also, we do have services that help the resident. We have downsizers that we can recommend. We have movers that we can recommend that help make those decisions with the resident. So it's just not you looking at, you know, a whole room of books that someone else can say, you know, which ones do you really love and how can I help you donate or sell these other belongings that you're not going to use? Mm-hmm. And that really takes a lot of the pressure off of especially an older resident, because if their kids aren't around to assist, you know, that can be daunting.
It can be. And, you know, when you talk about downsizing, too, it's not a matter of I don't want to do it. It's like I really don't know how, because
where do I begin?
Where do I begin?
Right.
Then it's put off for another day.
Yes.
And it's put off for another week.
Right.
Another month, another year.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're happy to assist in any of those decisions that you need. If you're looking for senior living or for your parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is really good. Now, say you've got someone who's now interested.
Uh-huh.
That this could be a possibility. How can they see for themselves how this works?
Well, they can come. They can just come by. We accept walk-ins now. However, it's nice to make an appointment just so that there's someone there that is available with that time with that resident. You can call, you can look on our website, www.greencountryvillage.com, or you can check out our Facebook page, which tells all the fun that we're having. And then we also have a really fun thing right now, and we have a couple in there at our staycation.
I was going to ask about that.
Yes.
That's working pretty well now, isn't it?
It is wonderful, and it's a completely furnished apartment with all the amenities included. It is free of charge and free of stress. I'm not going to set you down and make you sign anything, but this is a way for you to experience Green Country Village for several days, and you get to meet the residents, do the activities, dine in our dining room, and just see what Green Country's like at 7 in the morning, 7 at night. You know, what are the different apartments that you can look at, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. So I invite you, if you're interested, even if you're just starting to think, I'd encourage you to do the staycation.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's been really helpful. I mean, our resident, the people that stay, they're like, thank you so much, because now we know what it's like to live at Green Country.
Took the mystery right away.
Right. It sure does. Yes. You'll have to come out and see our decorations when they're all up and beautiful.
Oh, I will.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I will. Tell everybody where they can find you.
We're at 1025 Swan Drive, and it is tucked away in 26 acres right across from Walmart, but you really can't see it. So Walmart is the landmark, but then we're tucked back a little bit across the way.
And if you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't find it, because it's behind a lot of trees and you don't even hear the roadway.
That's right. It's fabulous. Beautiful place.
And on phone again?
Oh, yes. 918-335 2086.
Casey, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I always enjoy it.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.